Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Mully and Hall, mornings live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
The Kansas City Chiefs are champions of Super Bowl 54.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And we are delighted to welcome in Dave Tobe. He, of course, the special teams coordinator with the Kansas City Chiefs. He is a Super Bowl victor. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Congratulations, Dave.
Morning, Mully. What's up? What's up, David?
You know, something like this, Dave, I mean, I don't know what goes through your head as that clock is ticking out and you know that you've won, you know that Andy Reid has won, but I imagine you just start thinking about how you're going to fit that ring on your finger. What an amazing accomplishment. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. I mean, it was really remarkable. I mean, it was unbelievable. 20-10, man, we're sitting there, we're going, oh boy. I mean, we can't lose this game. Because we know how that felt once, and we don't want to have that feeling again. So, I mean, but the thing is, we're never out of it with Patrick Mahomes, and he got it done for us again. It was awesome.
So, Dave, we all are familiar with your work in Chicago from your time with the Bears and the last time you were in a Super Bowl, but you go back with Andy Reid to 2001, you join him with the Eagles on a special team staff, and as you were winning this game, as you were celebrating that moment, how much did you reflect on just how long ago that was and how far you have come?
Yeah, I mean, Andy and I, we go back even before that. I mean, I was with him at UTEP, you know, back in 1988, you know, and way back in college, and then we coached together at Missouri, and so, you know, I've been with him a long time, but just knowing what the work that he's put in and how good of a coach he is, and you know, he's a Hall of Fame coach, and this kind of solidifies the whole thing for him. It's like icing on the cake, and so I was so happy for him, and we had a nice long hug and a little bit of tears, so it was awesome.
You know, Dave, I mean, I look at that run, and you trailed by double digits in all three games, and you came back and won by double digits in all three games. It's really one of the more extraordinary runs in the history of the league. Did that make you feel, even when down, that you were never really down, that you always had comeback ability? How did that affect the sideline?
Yeah, it happened a number of times during the season, and you know that the game, you know, the Houston game, where we're 24 to nothing. You know, I mean, we come back and win that game. That was just, I mean, when you could do that, you could do anything. So we were never out of it. We never felt like we were out of it. You know, we looked over a couple times. We saw the 49ers were over there celebrating, and I'm looking at the clock saying there's 15 minutes left in this game. We're only down by 10 points. And they're over there celebrating like they won it already. So that kind of got our guys riled up a little bit, and it got Pat going. And once Pat got on, you know, on board there, where he was started hitting passes and stuff, we knew, you know, they were in trouble.
Dave, when you have a player as special as Mahomes is, and you have an offense as explosive as the Chiefs is, how does that affect your mindset as a special teams coordinator in terms of field position, or not necessarily having to provide the big plays that maybe you would on a team that doesn't have the firepower that the Chiefs have?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, we're always trying to set up field position for our offense and defense. And in that game particularly, you know, I don't know if you noticed, but we kicked right to them on kickoff, trying to create, you know, trying to get field position down there on the, you know, for our defense. So make them go the distance, you know, as far as we could. You know, because Harrison Butker, he can kick touchbacks at will. You know, so but what we did was try to kick the ball as high as we could. Right at the goal line, give us a chance to get down there and get them tackled inside the 20. And we did that like four times. And I think that really helped us.
It certainly helped you at the end of the game. And I don't know that they would have been any more likely to drive 85 yards than 75 yards. But the fact that they brought the ball out and are on the 15 had to feel pretty darn good.
Yeah, it did. I mean, we really didn't give them an option. I mean, we put the ball, we put it on into their hands at the 1 yard line, so they had to come out with it. So, or right at the goal line, so they really don't know exactly where they are when they're looking up to try to catch it. So, it was good coverage. The guy was really proud of the kick and the way the guys covered.
Dave, you said you've been around Handy for a long time, 30 years or so, and when you see that game, everybody knows and is familiar with Andy Reid and his approach. First quarter of that game, you go for it twice on fourth down. He makes that decision. He runs the ball 29 times. Was this a different Andy Reid in the Super Bowl, or is that just he was taking what the 49ers gave him?
Well, he's got a great feel. He's a great play caller. Everybody knows that. I mean, there's no question about that. So he has a feel for what's happening in the game. And then our guy he was a hot hand. I mean, he was ripping some good runs there, and he was running tough. And you have to keep giving him the ball. I mean, you keep them off the field too. They had a great offense as well. So, I know that was part of the game plan to try to keep them off the field, and we did that.
Dave, does this victory change the way you're perceived at all? We know that it changes the way we look at Andy. I'm serious. I mean, you have been in charge of top special teams units pretty much every year you've been a coach. And you look at John Harbaugh. You used to work with him. You don't see enough special teams guys. Mike Ditka here was a special teams coordinator when he came to the Bears. We know that Vermeil was the first ever special teams guy. Why, or do you think this will aid you in getting a head coaching opportunity? You've interviewed before. Yeah.
One thing about age, I am 57 now, so I'm getting a little up there. So that makes a difference. But I tell you, Joe Judge getting that job at the Giants, coming out of special teams this year, I think that, was a great thing for special teams coordinators across the league because – the recognition that he got, and like, wow, special teams guy got a head job. I mean, I think that's a good thing. Now he's got to go in there and do a great job. He's got to go in there and show what he can do. And I know he's a great coach, and hopefully he gets that done.
Chicago, Dave, that the Bears fans and people here were watching this Super Bowl, had you on the Chiefs end, and you had Robbie Gould kicking for the Niners. Did you have some time to spend with Robbie and the irony of you guys being back in the same stadium where the Bears lost in 2007?
It was ironic, I tell you, I didn't spend any time with him, just a little bit before the game we talked, and, we congratulated each other for getting there, but that was about it then. And then at the end of the game, we had a nice hug at the end, and, I felt bad for him, but at the same time, I was too happy for myself. But it was pretty awesome.
When you look at this and you think about winning a Super Bowl, did it go through your head at all that you guys were so close? Did you remember being in Miami before? Did it even pass your mind?
Oh, no question, it passed my mind. I mean, most of the questions that I had on opening night, actually was about that. I talked to a lot of Chicago, media outlets, and they brought up, the Hester return and then we're going back to the same stadium and, can you do it again? And, so those are questions that we had. And, I brought it up to our players. I said, hey, we can score again. I mean, it's not impossible that we can do this again. It doesn't have to be on the first one. I said, we can get a punt return or a kick return later in the game, which would be just as good or better, but we didn't get that done. But, our guys were on it, and it was definitely certainly on my mind, certainly when I got there.
Well, Devin was in the building too, right, to remind you of just how potent it can be on the special teams. Devin Hester was part of the pregame ceremony. Did you see him?
Yeah, he was. I didn't get to see him. I did see a picture of him that he was there because – they had the top 100. They were celebrating the top 100 players, and I'm so happy that he got that. I mean, that's just he definitely deserves it, and he will be in the Hall of Fame as soon as he's eligible. Hopefully on the first ballot. I mean, he deserves that. But I didn't get to meet with him. I would have liked to talk to him before the game, but it's kind of tough when there's thousands and thousands of people on the field, and it's a tough deal.
I got to tell you, that had to be like the longest pregame of any Super Bowl. I love that they had everyone there, but I wonder what that was like for you waiting to get to the bloody kickoff.
You're right. I mean, and Andy had us really prepared for that. He knew exactly how long everything was going to take, and he had every minute was outlined. He had us go sit on a bench. You're going to sit on a bench for 10 minutes. When they flip the coin, you're going to get up. That's when we're going to start getting, So he had it all laid out for us. We exactly knew all the different things that were going to happen in the game, and that's part of Andy's preparation, the details that he goes into a game with. It's unbelievable.
Did he carve out time so you could watch the halftime show, Dave?
That's one thing we couldn't do was watch the halftime show, but he had the halftime, we had 29-minute halftime, which is very unusual.
Right.
Halftimes are a lot quicker than that. You end up spending like 10 minutes in the locker room. But 29 minutes, you know, he had that whole thing laid out. Like, take a break here, you eat your meal here, then you got your stretch, and then you got your coach is going to give you the mistakes you made in the first half, and then we're going to go over what we're going to do in the second half. You know, I mean, everything was laid out. It was kind of awesome.
Dave, you know, you mentioned seeing Hester there. You didn't get a chance to talk to him. You know, here we are in Chicago, so we're always talking about Bears history and all this. And, you know, we had a couple of guys that played for the team get in to the Hall of Fame with the extended class. And we were talking about who's next, who would be next. And, you know, Devin Hester is going to be a very interesting situation because of the fact that special teams guys, return guys, have a hard time getting into the Hall of Fame. But if not him, who, right?
Yeah, it's got to be Hester. I mean, in my mind, I mean, I, you know, maybe I'm a little biased, but, you know, certainly he's got to be considered. I mean, you know, what he's done. I mean, people would go back and look at it now and go, wow, I can't believe, you know, this guy had 6-7 touchdowns in a game in returns. You know, I mean, it's so hard to get a return now. It's if you can get one, you're really doing something, because the teams have gotten so much better as far as, you know, the special teams players that are on the field. Everybody's making a much more emphasis of having those special players, you know, now than they used to.
Dave, I can remember seeing your son Shane around Hallis Hall at times when he was growing up in Chicago.
Yeah,
he's now a 26-year-old assistant for the Bears. And when you came back with the Chiefs in December, that was the first time you'd been there for a regular season game as an opposing coach. And how special was that? How is he doing? And all those emotions and pride that you must be filled with.
Well, you know, certainly he's doing. I mean, he's doing great, and I want to, you know, I want to thank Nagy for giving him that opportunity. But Shane is he's taking the ball and running with it. You know, he's doing a good job. He's making his own way. He's proven that he's a worthy coach. He's starting his third year there at Chicago, and he was on the offensive side for 2 years, and Nagy's going to move him over to the defensive side so we can learn that stuff too. You know, when you're a young coach and you get in the NFL, it's like getting your PhD in football, and that's what he's working on now.
You know, Dave, we look at the Super Bowl and we see Patrick Mahomes and how good he is, and Andy and the relationship, the offense, everything clicking the way it does. How many? I mean, is this the first of many? Are you going back next year? How, you know, the feeling must be so good. You know, we're in the media, so we're rushing ahead and creating a dynasty. How difficult is it to get done, and how good can you be?
It's so difficult to get it done again. You know, I mean, you have to deal with egos. You know, guys are, you know, we have so many guys that are free agents. I mean, yeah. No team are exactly the same. They're never the same, no matter what. Win or lose the Super Bowl, doesn't matter. You know, you have players leave, players come, so the chemistry is going to be different. You know, we got Patrick Mahomes. We got to get him signed, and you know, there's a lot of different things that are going to happen. So we'll see. You know, I know one thing. As long as we have Patrick, I know we have a chance, you know, for sure. So I know that's going to be a priority.
Are you ready for the parade?
You know, in fact, I mean, I got to be over there in 15 minutes. We got the parade today. We're going to have the staging area over at Arrowhead Stadium. We jump on the buses, and we start at 11:30. So it's going to be kind of crazy. They said there's going to be a million people here. So it's pretty awesome.
Dave, hey, you know, I'm just delighted for you, and I know David is too, and congratulations. We're really pleased that this happened for you, and thanks a ton for jumping on.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks. You got it, guys. Take care, man.
All right, buddy. That is Dave Tobe. He is the special teams coordinator of the Kansas City Chiefs, getting ready for the parade. How about
good
that?
Guy.
15 minutes.
Yeah, one of the good guys who
one
came
of the
through
best.
House Hall.
One yep. of the best.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.